Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast. And today I want to welcome you guys in and just enjoy another podcast. You know, I'm going to continue this mini doc of the NBA breakdown teams. I'm going to break down. And today I'm going to go with my Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes, that is my team. Yes, I'm the biggest Jimmy Butler fan out there. And I do believe he's one of the best shooting guards and two-way players in the league. I mean, I don't think you guys will disagree with that, but I do think he's the top shooting guard slash small forward. But let me break them down. So obviously you have Coach Tibbs. I love Coach Tibbs, but I think he plays his players too long. I think we all can agree that he runs them to death. He runs them in the ground with minutes. He did that with D Rose in Chicago, but he's a good coach. And besides that, I think he has a good staff with him. And so let's go to the players. Let's start off with Jimmy. We all know Jimmy Butler, all-star. One of the best shooting guards, small forwards in the league. Can score at a high level. Can hit the three ball. Great defender. Great steals. He can get steals. He's great at anticipating steals. He can guard anybody in the league. And you know, it's Jimmy Butler. We all know Jimmy Butler. Next, we have Cat. We can all call Anthony Towns. We all know Karl Anthony Towns, you know, versatile center. He can shoot the three. He can score at ease. The only knack I have on his game is that he doesn't always play with a high motor. And when I say that, I obviously know it's 82 games in the season. It's hard to play every possession as your hardest. But when we need him the most, Cat sometimes shies away from it. He has a knack of shying away from it. But there's been plenty of games where he stepped up in great ways. Do not get me wrong. But sometimes he's not playing his hardest. And with Dibs hasn't gotten the best defensive energy out of Cat yet. Cat hasn't. He's had a couple of dominant performances on the defensive end. But it's not what he needs to be at to consider himself a great. You guys get what I'm saying? He has to turn that switch on where he's got to be like, okay, I can change this game in a positive direction if I just assert myself a little more. But Cat is good, though. He went off for 56 versus the Hawks a few weeks ago. He's a great player. Do not get me wrong. So let's keep going down the roster. Rounding out the starting five, you have Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague is an average guard. He's good. He's playing good. He's kind of coming into his own this year. I mean, obviously, he's an all-star one time, I think, maybe two. He's had a kind of difficult time. He's not a bad defender. He just doesn't know when to shoot. I feel like he's too passive. Too passive. Which is sometimes is a good thing. And sometimes it's a bad thing. He's a scoring point guard. He's a scoring point guard. He's better at scoring than he is assisting. And I'd rather have him scoring than assisting. But besides that, on his season, I give him a C. And let's move out to Andrew Wiggins. Now, Wiggins, I've had the biggest problem with because I said the same thing about Cat, that they just don't have that assertiveness. Wiggins doesn't have that assertiveness at all. He's probably one of the most athletic players in all of the NBA, yet he plays like he just doesn't even want to be there. He takes bad shots. He tries to take Kobe-like shots, fadeaways. He shoots threes all the time, and he's not that great of a three-point shooter. He relies on his jumper way too much. He has so much athleticism that he can get to the rim at will. And I understand you don't have to go to the rim every time. That's how players get injured and stuff, but he rarely goes. He rarely goes to the rack. With all that athleticism, you would think he's just dunking on people left and right. But it's like he's afraid of just going hard at somebody. And he's a long 6'7". His defense is lacking. His defense is below subpar. It's terrible. He can't guard a soul. I've seen a couple players this season give him 30+. And I'm not even gonna say a couple. I've seen a lot of players give him 30+. But once he figures out, once he turns his switch on, offensively and defensively, the kid is gonna be good. He's gonna be special. It's all depending if he decides to turn that switch on. Or not. And let's keep going. You have Taj Gibson, experienced veteran, can hit mid-range shots, plays defense consistently. He's been coached under Tibbs. He's versatile. He can make the right pass if needed to. Him, Jimmy, and cat, they all feed off each other, and I like that. And that rounds out the starting five. Coming off the bench, we have arguably the best six men of all time, Jamal Crawford. He's had some great games this year. We all know what he can do. We don't need an explanation for that. We have Tyus Jones. Now Tyus, he has one of the highest assist to turnover ratios in the league. He can shoot it sometimes, but he'll get better at it. He's young. It's only his third year in the league. He can shoot it sometimes. He's a great passer. I'll give him that. He plays defense. He commits himself. He's a good player. He's going to be good in a few years. He's going to be a nice point guard. Very nice point guard in a couple of years. Then you have Derrick Rose, who's also one of my favorite players. D-Rose, obviously, we all know he's been hit with injuries. But he still has it. He still has his juice. D-Rose is a scoring guard. He can get to the rack whenever. He probably needs to work on his passing ability still. But he actually plays defense. He actually commits to playing defense. But he'll be good. Gorgui Dieng. Gorgui, he's a good shooter, but he can work on some other things. Because right now, he's just one-dimensional. He doesn't really do anything else besides shoot, but he can't shoot. Then we have Bielitsa, same as Gorgui. He's a shooter. He doesn't really do anything else, but he can hit the three ball. Who else do we have? Let's see, we have Tyus, D. Rose, Billy, Gorgui, and I'm missing one, I think. I think that's it, I'm pretty sure. I mean, there's other players. There's Patton. Patton's good. He's a two-way player out of Creighton, Justin Patton. I think he's a nice athletic guard, combo guard. Can shoot it, can pass, make smart plays. He'll be good in a few years. And I want to say that rounds out the Minnesota Timberwolves, my favorite team. And I'm going to end the podcast here. I just want to say thank you for making it this far. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the support. And thank you. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Have a good one.